I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia Department of Transportation is continuing its efforts to treat roads as the winter weather moves in. Crews have been pre-treating major interstates, state routes, overpasses, and bridges in metro Atlanta and across the state since early Monday morning. Since the treatment started, nearly 15,000 lane miles of roadway have been treated with more than 500,000 gallons of brine. In metro Atlanta, the I-75 South Metro Express lanes and the Northwest Corridor Express lanes have been closed in both directions. Meanwhile, meteorologists say the storm may not be as severe as first predicted. Kent McMullen is with the National Weather Service.
We still do have that winter weather advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this evening, but I look for that to be ending a little earlier than that as this precipitation moves out early this afternoon.
Delta Airlines has canceled 170 flights to and from Atlanta today due to the winter weather. Southwest Airlines is also canceling some of its flights, with the potential for icy conditions Wednesday morning as well. Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport officials say they'll be treating ramps and runways for ice. A federal judge has sentenced former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's deputy chief of staff to 21 months in prison and 3 years probation for accepting bribes. Katrina Taylor Parks pleaded guilty in August to conspiring to accept bribes. Prosecutors say Parks accepted thousands of dollars from a city vendor in exchange for city work. Earlier this month, a judge was in the process of sentencing Parks when she collapsed to the floor. In addition to the sentence, Parks must also pay $15,000 in restitution. She's the fifth person sentenced to prison as part of an ongoing federal investigation into corruption at Atlanta City Hall. And in Augusta, free parking in the downtown area could become a thing of the past this summer. Commissioners are considering a plan today to hire an outside company to implement paid parking. Rates would be no higher than $1.25 an hour. Mayor Pro Tem Sean Frantum says the new revenue is already earmarked.
All discussions that I've had and heard is that all the money will stay downtown to enhancement, parking, beautification, things of that nature for downtown Augusta where the parking meters are.
The initial plan calls for paid parking from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, but some commissioners say those hours should be shorter. And the National Football League and city leaders officially welcomed Super Bowl 53 to Atlanta Monday. The Super Bowl Experience, an NFL-themed park in the Georgia World Congress Center, opened over the weekend. Speaking yesterday, Peter Riley with the NFL said they'll make sure people are still able to go despite the winter weather.
For those fans who have tickets on Tuesday and aren't able to make it down tomorrow, those will be accepted on Wednesday.
Both the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams are already in town for Sunday's game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the Atlanta Hawks picked up a win over the LA Clippers last night, 123-118. Rookie Trae Young led Atlanta in scoring with 26 points and 8 assists. The Hawks travel to Sacramento to play the Kings tomorrow night. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.